Welcome to the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross, sharing with you the enriching power of story. This is episode number 17. Wherever you may be listening in today at the Writer's Reverie, think a cozy corner with a cup of tea and join me for some fair words, insights, all good things, and beauty. This month, take a walk with me. I'm stopping along the way in fragrant fields. Poets, like artists, have the gift of helping us see and hear what we might pass by. The day starts like any other day. Copious errands to run, children to shuttle about, meals to prepare, a time clock to punch, the daily grind. I wonder what use my cozy little house with the cottage decor, comfy reading chair surrounded by bookshelves and fragrant front rose garden is to me, when I spend the better part of my days charging about in my car, rushing from job to grocery store, to the mall, to appointment whatnots, checking each off my endless list of things to do. Introverted me craves time for retreat and reflection, so all my busy might be glazed in the sweetness of rest and renewal. But too often, urgent overwhelms important. Retreat, reflection, rest, and renewal are relegated to the least of my priorities. I feel a sense of loss in the void. I ponder this, chastening my innermost being as I race my daughter to her friend's pool party. The unfamiliar road has the ambiance of a charming country retreat setting. I silently snatch a whiff of the atmosphere whizzing by, seizing restful thoughts on the go. I think, what a nice job they did with their landscaping over there. Oh, how quaint to fill one's front yard with birdhouses next block down. Oh, look, that bunny scampered out of the way of my wheels just in time. Snippets of beauty and nature have such scope for retreat, for romance even. But I need more than a snippet, and I'm about to get my fill. Today, I'm on a collision course with God's grace. As I round a curve, Jesus meets me face to face. Immediately, I'm the prodigal, returned, hungry, and hopeful for a feast and a fatted calf. What I get is poetry, actually, a field. A huge expanse, yards and yards of purple lavender and golden wildflowers sway in the soft summer breeze. Distant emerald green trees form a dramatic backdrop, offset by the brilliance of a sapphire sky. The scene shouts from heaven an emphatic stop! It is good! I see and hear, but am forced to pass it by. Mother, watch the road! My daughter is quick to nudge me back to the business at hand. Yes, we are almost there. Safely depositing my 17-year-old for an afternoon swim, I purpose to return to that little wisp of Eden on an unfamiliar lane. There I pull to the roadside and sit, drinking in the wonder of God's creation. Hues of purple, gold, green, and blue dazzle my eyes. The buzz of bumblebees performing their God-ordained act of worship amongst the wildflowers tickle my ears. My nose twitches at the scent of lavender and clover. I'm captured by an irresistible urge to take off running in all abandon through the floral sea before me. Then I think of ticks and how I'm wearing the wrong shoes. And what a fool I would look to the neighbor across the street! How I envy his living room view! Abandon withdraws to its convenient cage rather than become a tangible reality. The cares of this world bully my desire to worship. Unrestrained, I feel the twinge of shame, the sting of regret. A resolve towards repentance swells from deep within, and I determine to return to this spot with my husband. I want to share the beauty of the Lord and the fleeting moment of worship I've experienced in this place with him. We do return, my husband and me, with camera in hand. We exclaim at the greatness of our God and the marvel of his works. Two of us are gathered and in his midst. No, I don't run through the floral sea. It is not for me to intrude upon the landscape. I'm on holy ground. Perhaps I ought to take off my shoes. The awe of the moment is meat and wine enough. I hear the voice of my Lord and am satisfied, but desire more. God, in his gentle way, uses those few stolen moments by the side of busy to cause me to crave longer stays in our trysting place. Through the years, we've carved out many secret places of worship, much like that fragrant field. Seeds of inspiration are planted there, coming to fruition after a brooding season. Then, in cloistered moments with pen and paper, keyboard and screen, I flood my response through the written word. Poems, prose, story, drama, some places are mere moments, others hours, days, seasons. They are emblazoned in my spirit, in the photo album of my mind, a God encounter in my most intimate zone. Retreat, reflection, rest, renewal, romance, restoration. Inspired by that fragrant field, I harvested a sampling of musings and journal records, collected literary quotes and life scriptures. Published in January of this year, Fragrant Fields is a small slice of my devotional life shared to inspire contemplatives in reflective journaling. Metaphors abound. Dig deeply. Choose slowly. This is the retreat and reflection part, producing the rest and renewal part, leading to the romantic part, and restoration. Here's a short excerpt from the introduction to Seaside Muse, one of the poems in Fragrant Fields' Poetic Reflections for Journaling. Muse, M-U-S-E, is a noun meaning properly song, but in usage, the deity or power of poetry, the genius of poetry. As an action word, it means to ponder, to think closely, to study in silence, to wonder. I muse on the works of thy hands. Psalm 143, verse 5. Very much like the day I sat in an Adirondack chair on the water's edge, energized. The surf ripples, rushes, even closer from the deep. White caps spray, they splatter me, then swathe me. The flood tides, your shimmering swells, charged with light, seek me out. I have naught but to wait. You'll come to me. Saturated I will be every day in the pulse of your ebb and flow. Left in your wake, I consider the treasures deposited by your waves ablaze.
Thanks for joining me today at the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross. I hope you'll visit me blogging online at thewritersreverie.com. And don't forget to stop over at my books and writing website, Paget Wagon Publishing, where we're passionate advocates for the light of literacy through story, through his story, and the impact that intelligent, inspirational reading can have on your family's quality of life and learning. In my upcoming podcasts, I'll explore topics like this through the power of story and family literacy discipleship, ministering biblical truths to all ages, all at the same time. Subscribe online to thewritersreverie.com or pageantwagonpublishing.com. The podcast link will be delivered straight to your email inbox. Until next time, I pray you've been enriched through my fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. The Writer's Reverie podcast theme is titled Oak Park, composed by Rick Dickert, provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Today's podcast, Stopping Along the Way in Fragrant Fields, is also featured in the June 2017 online issue of Ruby Magazine, now also available in print. I'm a contributing writer on the Ruby Magazine blogging team. Visit www.rubyforwomen.com to read this and more online, and order your print copy today on the link in this post. Enrich your life through this inspirational Christian women's magazine, featuring devotionals, book reviews, home and garden tips, recipes, and more. Subscribe free at rubyforwomen.com. If you enjoyed this short excerpt from my new book, Fragrant Fields, Poetic Reflections for Journaling, you may want to grab your own copy for further reading and meditations in your own quiet times. Dig deeply. Choose slowly. Stopping Along the Way with the Lover of Your Soul by Fragrant Fields. My books are available online from Amazon or order autographed copies direct from pageantwagonpublishing.com. Click on Books and Inspirational Christian Living to learn more. For booking Catherine Ross as a speaker for your next women's or homeschool workshop, seminar, or conference, email Miss Kathy at info@pageantwagonpublishing.com. The Writer's Reverie Podcast, Episode 17, Stopping Along the Way by Fragrant Fields by writer and storyteller Catherine Ross, is produced and sponsored by Pageant Wagon Productions, LLC. Copyright June 2017. All rights reserved.